If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're ready to go. Frank and I, Magical Frank, our engineer is ready to go. We're ready to go here. We're to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about what doctors are saying about disease. You probably go, oh, well, you know, we already know that. No, you don't. I got some stuff. Also, we're going to be talking, some of the medical treatments you want to avoid because, you know, it could put you into bankruptcy in a skinny minute. So we're going to talk about that and a quack report. But our quack report is a bit brief today. And we have our devotional. So big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. Hope you are too. Today's devotional puts us in Matthew 11. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Isaiah 32, and the work of the righteous shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Oh, I'll take peace. Oh, yeah. It's one of those treasures only God can give you. So mine's time to grow short because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, and first and last but not least, Frank. Well, according to this report, our elderly get hooked on drugs. There's a lot of agitation among our elderly citizens because they're over-medicated. That's right. Experts are warning that over-medicating the elderly is causing a new mental illness or struggle for them. Almost 85% of our older people take at least one drug, but 36% take 5 prescription medications on a regular basis. So they say doctors simply do not know what other medicines a patient may be taking when prescribed by another physician, and they don't take the time to call that other office and ask and get all the medical records. And you are assuming they did that, I bet you. Well, they're not. So various meds may overlap and interact, causing a lot of agitation of our elderly. They get all cranky and anxious, and you wonder what's wrong, right? Well, it's because they're over-medicated, and got to do your due diligence out there. And also, see the Lord's face in prayer. He'll show you the way, right way, to be well. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Sorry, Frank. I pushed the button, but it didn't go out. Sorry. My mistake. I got a button pushing problem, don't I, Frank? It's not an addiction, I swear. I did push it, but it just didn't go all the way in. All right, we're going to be talking about doctors, what they say about disease. Well, you know what they say, Frank? You want to take a guess? What are they saying about disease? Well, some may think, well, it's a part of life. Doctors, that's what they're saying. Oh, Frank says it's profitable. That's what doctors are saying. Well, this is true. But aside from that, doctors are saying disease belongs to patients. You own that disease over there if you're a patient. Well, according to this report in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, UK, that's British physicians, they recognize that disease is not for them, but for their patients, apparently. Young physicians are told early in their career that illness is not appropriate among doctors. So over 64 British physicians got interviewed who admitted that going through residency made them physically and mentally ill. Long hours, skipping meals, eating junk food out of vending machines, and operating on very little sleep did contribute to their physical and mental decline. However, the healthcare establishment prefers they not admit to being ill or having a disease. So burnout and suicide are the results, but physicians are taught not to appear vulnerable and to look as if they were, get this, superhuman. Yeah, that's how they're conditioned. And, you know, this isn't just the UK problem. You know it's here in the United States. Yeah, Frank. Frank's saying, so lie to your patients. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Therefore, the physicians, they don't call out sick. They take numerous medications to get through their day, and this often starts their drug addiction. Here is a quote from the Physicians and Journal Survey, 1997. They say, illness doesn't belong to us. It belongs to patients. That was their big deal. So your sick care system here, you have an illusion, okay? I want people to start seeing through the illusion because I think modern medicine has its place, and that would be trauma care. But there's so many other little areas of medicine that aren't what they seem to be. Now, we seldom look at the health of the employees working in the healthcare system, but their health is as bad off or even worse than some of their patients. So in the survey of these people should be young, vital, and healthy physicians, but 27% were depressed. And no wonder some physicians lack bedside manner. They're depressed. But why would the medical establishment want their healthcare physicians to be in denial about their own health and put out a false image? Why? Well, it's all part of the illusion that there are no other ways to be healthy than with what they sell. So, you know, you got to put your best foot forward. You can't be sick and try to sell wellness, you know. So it isn't just the hand washing the doctors are doing to avoid feeling ill. Many of them are popping narcotics. Yep, to get through their day. They're soldiering up to get through their rounds and their day. Now, of course, some of you out there may say, I'm exaggerating. You're just making that up. Well, I used to work in healthcare. I worked at hospitals. I worked in intensive care. I worked for anesthesia medicine physicians. I worked for neurosurgeons and neurologists and physical therapists. So I've seen a lot of stuff. I have seen a lot of stuff. And it's sad because, you know, when you're sick, you need to get well. And sometimes, you know, you need to seek somebody's help to do that. And they're being told no. Now, that's a good point. Frank says maybe a lot of people would rather hear, well, I know how you feel, from their lying superhuman doctor. That's a good point because it does give them experience if they've been there and done that, right? And they can have more empathy for their patient. I think that it would be valuable knowledge, but healthcare says, no, we don't want you to have that. Well, and then there's the quotas, okay? Police are not the only ones that have monthly quotas. Physician groups also hone their physicians to pull in a patient schedule that makes kind of your head spin. When patients complain, you know, the doctor just spent 5 minutes with me, it's because of the patient quotas. So when this happens, doctors barely remember their patient's name. And if patient records are not kept updated, this makes the doctor look bad. And because they are supposed to appear superhuman, they tend to get mad. If they look bad, they don't look superhuman. See, they get really mad. Not all doctors are like this, though. But a majority of them operate on a revolving door schedule. So patients don't like to think of themselves as just another patient file, but with quotas, that's essentially what you are. So we wind up asking ourselves, when did healthcare become so impersonal, toxic, and risky? Here's a quote from State News, June 2017. They say, when medical schools and hospitals fail to directly address the stigma of illness among students and healthcare providers, not only do they endanger practitioners and their patients and their health by discouraging them from seeking support, but they also miss the opportunity to demonstrate just how valuable experiencing life as a patient can be for clinical practice. Exactly what you just said, Frank. Oh, yes, Frank's saying, I asked the question, when did healthcare become so bad? Well, he says in 72 with the HMO Act. You're absolutely right, Frank. I think you actually pointed that out a while back. Good for you. Let's look at some of the study secrets. In 2007, a study, they learned in this study, this is with the Royal Society of Medicine, they learned that the medical students that faced personal illness during their schooling as physicians turned out to have better bedside manner because they were more empathetic, more mature, and they had more experience. However, the message that physicians get from their mentors and their employers is this. This is from the State News. Quote, your experience as a patient is not relevant or important to the practice of medicine. End of quote. Well, I beg to differ, you know. Let me read you this quote from a medical student, Irene Steragopoulos, and she says, the healthcare system is confusing and difficult to navigate on top of the treatment side effects and the uncertainty about the future. I have found that the stigma some of us physicians carry because of experiencing physical illness is nothing compared to the mental illness many of my colleagues carry. In order to have deeper understanding, doctors need to be taught how to be ill. End of quote. Well, yeah, they're just denying illness. They're just denying it. And if you can't accept you're sick, you're not going to get help. You're not going to get better. Here, this study also mentions that it is this superhuman mentality they get taught in medical schools that lends itself to the physician being treated like God, like they're a God and they're not challenged. Even their guesses and assumptions regarding treatments is not questioned. Think about that. Yeah, superhuman. Okay, the General Practice News, January 1948. Get this one, Frank. The average net income of all independent physicians in 1947 was $11,300. General practitioners, they made $9,541. Back in 1947. What would that be today, Frank? Would you say 100,000? Easy? 200? Probably. Inflation. Well, and here's the other thing that the study found. Doctors, they may self-diagnose themselves, but they avoid self-treatment a lot of the time, which is not making any sense, is it? According to the report, in the October 2017 U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, 58% of physicians with a chronic condition were registered with a family physician but would self-diagnose and then avoided self-treatment. So it's no surprise that they struggle to cope with their condition. And their medical school training is to keep illness hidden. It's in full effect through their career like that. So medical professionals are urged not to self-treat because they lack objectivity and they would miss quality care. And remember that the next time your doctor scolds you for not seeking medical treatment sooner. Huh? Right? The hypocrisy out there. Well, they want to hide this stuff at all costs because it can be kind of a surprise that our medical experts that we turn to for answers do not seek experts to get help themselves. So more physicians are suspended from practice each year because they refuse to get help for their addictions. Now, our medical professionals often have to hit rock bottom before they get help. So there is this atmosphere of fear in the healthcare profession, and doctors develop a lot of anxiety about about being perceived as ill or weak. And it sort of plays on their brain there. Now, general practitioners see many patients per day, so they're less likely to cancel their appointments to seek help themselves. So, and by the time physicians do get help, they pretty much have developed unhelpful coping strategies they have to unlearn. Okay? A lot of lying and, you know, fudging and stuff. Here is a quote from the Journal of Mental Health, 2011. They say, we have, in general, 10 to 20% of doctors become depressed at some point in their career. And they have a high risk of suicide compared to the general population, end of quote. Now, David Emerson, former UK surgeon, says the habit hangs over you like a fog. The habit hangs over you. So they pick up really bad habits. Bad habits of addictions to kind of make them look superhuman so they don't have to appear weak and ill. And all the lying, see. Here's a quote from a 50-year-old physician who has bipolar 2 disorder, says this. It's a political business, being a hospital healthcare professional. You don't show anybody any weakness. You don't want people thinking, I need help, end of quote. Boy, the pressure there in the hospital and the big clinics and all that. Can you imagine being in that work environment, Frank? Man. Well, I'm not in that work environment anymore, and thank goodness. Here is a quote from Dr. Francis Burnett. He's a psychiatrist. He says, the surprise for me is that a lot of doctors I see become mentally ill, not because of the clinical work they do, but because of the way they're managed in the healthcare industry. We are seeing sharp year-on-year rises in the number of young doctors, junior doctors, who have another 30 years of their career ahead of them, and they're panicked in their lives. They're anxious and panicked, and they're on the road to mental health, end of quote. So, or mental illness, I should say. So this is serious stuff. We've got up-and-coming doctors that are, you know, being put, I say, through the meat grinder, basically, because of the environment they're working. Well, you got to remember, hospitals typically are not run by healthcare professionals. They're run by accountants and investors and politicians. They're not run by doctors. You know, doctors are having to take marching orders from people that know absolutely nothing about health and taking care of patients, but they do know about making lots of money. So now you can see why doctors may feel the squeeze and a bit depressed. Well, I guess the thing we should take away from this is we should be prepared for anything. I mean, anything. Look at Venezuela. Poor Venezuela. These people down there, 20% of their hospitals may be open, but they're not really functioning. Treatment and medicines are too expensive. They can't afford it. So they're turning to natural medicines to look after their wellness. So why do we have to have a calamity come about that we do that? You know, today is a good day. We need to prepare for anything. And that includes, you know, medical physicians being aware they may not be well enough to practice their medicine, their craft. So now's the time to get off the dependency of prescription medications and learn to use medicinal herbs for wellness to stabilize the metabolism so you don't need drugs for life. And Frank is saying what, Frank? Yes, it's an unfriendly work environment, I would say. Yeah, I know. And it's just a vicious cycle. It's like a hamster wheel you can't get off of. You know, it's like a merry-go-round that's gone spinning out of control, and you're puking your guts out at why, you know, everything around you is a blur. But there is a way, and there is always a way. God always makes a way. So he says, from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. And never forget, drug companies started their drug businesses by taking elements from herbal medicine to make their drugs. So if herbs weren't of any they'll send you their free product catalog. They do specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening. So you'll be amazed how powerful you are. And you probably just didn't know. Nobody told you. You didn't have the tools. You didn't have the instruction. And so now you do. The toll-free number, if you would like a catalog from Apothecary Herbs, is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, they do have a website, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget to put the word the in front of the word power. Thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless and puts the power back in your hands. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. By the way, I have a advanced intel here in my hand. They're going to start a Super Saturday sale tomorrow. Yeah, 25% off. So look for that on the website tomorrow. And if you're on the mailing list, you'll probably get a news announcement in your email, but you'll save 25%. So they're going to start their Super Saturday sale, and I believe it runs through Monday the 14th. So you'll have time to this weekend to kind of, you know, pick up what you need for cold and flu, energy formulas, things for the kids just so that they don't miss school, the cold and flu season, and even stuff for your pets. So 25% off starting tomorrow, Friday. Also, if you're on the website and you do love to get empowering health information you're not going to get anywhere else, then sign up for the free online newsletters at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters and you can sign up for free. The American Survival is sent out on a Tuesday and the Health Quest is sent out on Friday. So they're absolutely free, full of information that will empower you, keep you healthy and well. So powerherbs.com. It's only delivered by email. Some people want to know if it comes through the mail. No, only email. Got to have an email address at thepowerherbs.com. So we are going to be talking about some of the most expensive medical conditions you will want to avoid, because that will create a bankruptcy in a blink of an eye if you're not careful. And of course, you know, the healthcare system kind of likes these conditions because it's like the goose that lays the golden egg. Bankruptcy is never fun. It's not a good thing. But a lot of people run into bankruptcy every year because of medical bills. Out of 800,000 Americans that filed for bankruptcy in 2016, 81%, 643,000 of them, were because of medical bills. So that's about 3 out of every 5 Americans are struggling with healthcare payments because our healthcare system's out of control. It's too expensive. Now, the politicians try to push for some sort of plan to stabilize it. Now, of course, a lot of times you hear what's being said about, you know, get socialized care so everybody has the same care and it's free. Nothing's ever free. Just look at what's going on in the UK. Their healthcare system is on the brink of bankruptcy itself because of abuse. So people aren't getting the care they need. They just aren't. Nations with one-payer government health care are paying 20% out of their paychecks for that. So it's not a free care plan at all. So, and we run the risk of going down that same road if we're not careful. So we're going to look at some of these conditions that are manageable with lifestyle, medicinal herbs, spices, and some other things. So when we come back from the break, we'll get into that. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future.
The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about some of these medical conditions that can really put us all in a sticky wicket and bankrupt us. Let me read you this quote from Christina LaMontague, Vice President Health at NerdWallet. She says, in our study, the burden of healthcare costs is causing widespread indebtedness. Medical bills can completely overwhelm a family when an illness strikes. An estimated 25 million people ration their medicines in an effort to control their medical costs, but this can cause an emergency trip to the hospital. Many questions that the Universal Healthcare Affordable Care Act can improve on this risk is Even with insurance coverage, an estimated 10 million Americans will have medical bills they cannot pay. Right. And the Affordable Care Act wasn't to make healthcare more affordable, as you have already witnessed. And it's not a total shield, as the government healthcare is being kind of promoted, even globally, it's healthcare from governments are promoted, that they're, the one-payer systems are going to be superior and better. But as we're finding out by example, you just look at the UK and Canada, and you can see what's happening over there and what people are saying. It's not 100% coverage Okay, a lot of people think, oh, it's free healthcare, I won't ever have to pay for anything, because that's what the politicians tell everybody. But it's not 100% coverage, and that even includes your government-run free, supposedly free healthcare. So what's going on in Canada? This is a government-run healthcare. In Canada, private insurance is illegal regarding any treatments covered by the one-payer system. So, you know, that's why Canadians sometimes leave the country for care. Citizens from Canada are pretty much at the mercy of their government-run plan. And when the government absorbs healthcare costs, is there the difference in bankruptcy? Well, that's a good question. Now, the Fraser Institute, which is a Canadian think tank, they found that bankruptcy rates are the same in Canada as they are in the United States. Okay, so Canada's got a free healthcare, one government-run system. Why are there medical bankruptcies then? You know, that's a good question. They reported that Canadians can go bankrupt because of medical expenses. According to Fraser Institute, they said approximately 15% of Canadian seniors 55 years of age and older cite medical reasons for filing for bankruptcy. Free healthcare. One-payer system. How's that happening? Right? According to the World Health Organization, Canada is not the only country that has its citizens in bankruptcy over healthcare costs under their government-run plan. In the UK, indebtedness due to healthcare is about 5% of the households. German medical care indebtedness is also associated, especially with psychological costs for sicknesses, ranked fourth in the bankruptcy filings there. So wherever you see the one-payer, free, supposedly socialized healthcare system, it's bankrupting people. So according to nailing down this definition, there's a large part of the world, especially politicians, even the court systems are struggling with the definition of medical debt. In the United States, they passed the Medical Bankruptcy Fairness Act, in which it defines medical debt as, quote, any debt incurred during or indirectly as a result of a diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of an injury, deformity, or disease, or for the purpose of affecting any structure or function of the human body. Well, there you go. They also say a bankruptcy case is classified as a non-business or non-business-based on the nature of debt. So individual debtors filing for bankruptcy received a discharge in more than 99% of their cases. So that's from the Administrative Office of U.S. Courts. So we all know how these people are skilled in the law. They can tangle people up in these words to mean just about anything. So in the United States, there are as many ways to file for debt relief under Chapter 7 as in the most popular, because it's it requires no payment of debt. So they use Chapter 7 a lot. So there are non-exempt assets to Chapter 7, and anybody filing under that will lose in liquidation to pay back creditors, like your property under a lien, your mortgage, your installment car loan, that kind of thing. So the exception laws to the exception laws is what most people need an attorney to figure out. Well, what applies and what doesn't? So we're going to get to these list of diseases that are catastrophically expensive in just a second. We know that there's lots of additional costs that can hang around onto healthcare premiums. There's copays, there's limitations of the coverage, things are disallowed. So the average household income in the United States is about $50,000. If there is a $5,000 to $10,000 bill for medical expenses that isn't covered, that average household's going to struggle. $10,000 medical bill, you know, out of pocket is a big deal for someone making $50,000 a year. According to Christina LaMontague again, she says the data shows that millions of people with year-round full health care coverage are still overwhelmed by medical bills. This is true. She goes on to say many Americans think of bankruptcy as stemming from unpaid credit card debt or foreclosures on mortgages. However, the root of the cause of all these troubles in many instances is really medical bills. The facts show that 11 million people have taken out additional credit card debt to cover their mounting medical bills. Another 15 million will deplete their savings accounts and be unable to pay for normal costs of living like food, rent, and utilities. Uh-huh. So, what happened to the healthcare industry where, you know, it's taking all your money? What happened? Well, as Frank pointed out, you know, the HMO Act, 1974, wasn't it? So that was when they started to shift things to 72. Thank you, Frank. That's when they started to shift things to a one-payer system, was back then under President Nixon. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? People don't, you know, it's like the frog in the pot, turning up the water so slowly you don't notice it. So that's how they kind of wiggle it in. Now, the high cost of your medical bills can be like a snowball rolling downhill. Like we mentioned, Nixon sold out the American people for a deal with Kaiser Permanente by signing the HMO Act. Before we had the HMO Act, most people could afford to pay their doctor bill treatments because healthcare was a nonprofit then. The costs were reasonable, and there were no clauses like pre-existing conditions. So the HMO Act changed the healthcare landscape, and it produced a system that focused on making money by exploiting patients. That's the only way to say it, I think, Frank, wouldn't you say? Is there another way to say that and, you know, not get in trouble on the air, you know? The HMO Act allowed for a lot of exploitation and really criminalized the whole industry. Gray areas for insurance fraud were also created. Politicians like to turn the heat up slowly so you really don't notice this right away. So they also like to create a problem and then sell you the solution. So a government-run healthcare system to lower healthcare costs, voila. And yes, it's been in the making for 40 years, and it's been a very guarded plan amongst the elite. And you won't see politicians want to remove this plan at all. It's been the golden poker chip for years. All right, so here's a list of these real expensive health conditions. Most expensive to treat in healthcare overall that would produce bankruptcy, pretty much a bankruptcy for most people. If you get blood poisoning, also known as sepsis, very expensive to treat. Cardiovascular diseases and stroke, also very expensive. Renal kidney failure disease. Pulmonary diseases like asthma, COPD, emphysema, those kind of things, diabetes and obesity, as well as alcoholism, central nervous system diseases, arthritis, and even childbirth in the hospital. A lot of young couples can't get over the bill of $8,000 to $10,000 just for delivering a baby there. You know, $10,000 medical bill, most households will struggle. And not everybody having a baby is making $50,000 or more. The other area of medicine where they're making a ton of cash is the organ transplant area. So the cost of organ transplants has been on the rise, and it's really become a special industry, and it's searching for new options because fewer people are donating organs or have been involved in a fatal car crash. And so the access to healthy transplantable organs is kind of low. It's dwindling. So science is looking at animal organ transplants or manufacturing synthetic organs for transplantation in the lab. And in the event that you receive an organ, there also is the cost associated with the treatment afterwards to include, immune suppression so that your immune system doesn't attack the new organ. And those drugs, immune suppressive drugs, are $100,000 a year. So if you need an intestine transplant, that's over $1 million. That's $1,100,000. Heart is almost $800,000. Bone marrow, $676,000. Lung transplant, single lung, $450,000, and two lungs, $657,000. A liver transplant's over $500,000. A pancreas is 275,000. Kidney is 259. Tracheotomy is 205, and a retina eye, $153,000. So a lot of times these organs get donated and they don't pay for them, but then they charge you a lot of money to get them. And most people, you know, want health insurance specifically for the catastrophic event, to help with a lot of these medical bills. Or if they have a current disease that they know or they're going to need help managing. So once again, politicians in the Affordable Care Act tended to modify the healthcare landscape to make paying for healthcare more of a burden. So the cost of healthcare treatments to patients have remained high, with the attempt to spread the cost out over care more evenly among people. Mm-hmm. Get more people to pay for it. So we can never expect to be truly healthy with a system that plans on illness and lots of it, you know, with toxins and medicine and treatment. So, you know, it's really not about health, is it? It's about managing disease. It's not about curing disease. It's about managing it. So people need to remember that there aren't any real cures. And when they give you a drug, it may take care of your original complaint, but the MO of a drug therapy, the modus operandi of the drug is it'll give you a secondary disease, also known as a side effect. So you wind up with something worse, typically. You know, like Frank, for instance, you know, I got a rash of calls one month where people went and got that LASIK surgery, you know, for their eye, right, to correct their nearsightedness. And they sign waivers when they get that done. A lot of times people don't even read the stuff. And if they read the stuff, they probably wouldn't understand it because a lot of medical terms. So they don't ask questions. They don't get it explained to them. And a lot of those waivers is, you know, the procedure could produce blindness. Now, a lot of people think, well, that means right after the procedure. No, it could mean 10 years down the road, 10, 15 years down the road, because a lot of times when you get that LASIK surgery, it puts you at a higher risk of glaucoma where you lose your eyesight. See, people don't think about this stuff. They don't read it. They assume things and without checking it all out. So my people are, you know, for lack of knowledge, my people are, you know, destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's because we have the answers, a lot of the answers right under. And if we want to make the change, we can become healthier and we can become in control of our health ourselves. So our creator knew what we needed and how much of it we needed. A lot of times you'll see the medicinal herbs are very bitter, so you don't eat a whole lot of it. So we have what we need. We just need to stop this dependency on toxic drugs because it weakens the body. It doesn't strengthen it. And it creates a metabolic weakness that later on it's hard to overcome, if not impossible. So now's the time to learn as much as you can to be independent of the healthcare system. As much as you can. Because being life dependent on drugs, look at people in Venezuela. People that were on, you know, diabetic meds, cardio meds, immune suppressant medications, antibiotics for things, even immune suppressant drugs. They can't get them now. These people are dropping like flies because they were so dependent metabolically on these drugs. They can't get them and can't afford them anymore. They got nothing. They don't know what to do. So they're perishing. Right? People perish for lack of knowledge. That doesn't need to happen. Right now, you can strengthen that organ, that system, and not need the crutch of a toxic prescription drug. People aren't taught how to do it. Sad, but it's true. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you'd like to learn more. They have a free product catalog they can send you. All you have to do is call them toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. That's toll free in the United States and Canada. That is a 24/7 number. There is a catalog hotline after hours. You can leave your information. Please, speak slowly and we can get your information and send you a catalog. Or if you call during the day, you can talk to someone live at the office and they'll take your information. And, of course, you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can request a free catalog there. So get empowered. Get information. You know? Who needs to perish? It's just ridiculous. Strengthen yourself. God can't lie. These herbs he made for you and me, and they're not just for a few people to use and regulate. That's not what it's about. It's about wellness, and it's about what God's gift gave to all of us. All right. We're going to talk about some of the factors with contributing to one of the most difficult and, it is a plague, if you will. Heart disease is a plague. I mean, it is a pandemic of a plague that we have. We spend $300 billion a year in healthcare on this heart health stuff that's not really heart health. It's symptom management. So what contributes to heart disease? Well, a lot of factors. 40% risk, 10 to 40% risk is inactivity. People are not moving and exercising. They're just sitting too much. Also, being overweight, eating the wrong things that create an overweight and it weakens the metabolic heart function, creating high blood pressure. Smoking, 21% of the cases it's smoking, high cholesterol, 16%, and also the additional cofactor risk of diabetes is 11%. So most of the heart attacks occur on a Monday morning, and Saturday morning is second place. People wonder why that is. Well, heart attacks happen on a Monday morning because the blood platelets tend to be stickier when you wake up. And if you survive the heart attack, 1 out of 25 of them are going to die within the year. They don't typically hear that information right off the bat. So what are some of the heart drugs? Well, there's a whole slew. A lot of statistics on the heart drugs to manage and control this heart disease. And it's, they're put on these diets with fake butter and they're off all salt. Now, I think processed salt's not good for you, but salt with minerals that enrich the cardiovascular system to help regulate heartbeat and function and help dilate the vessels, the arteries and veins, so blood flows more freely. Minerals are real important. I think minerals is really one of the top keys why we're so unhealthy now, is we're not getting enough minerals. And we've stripped it out of the salt, and it's not in the plants because the agricultural they don't let the land rest, so we don't have minerals. We have 50% minerals than we did in 1900. And our body is starving, and so we overeat to try to compensate for it. So minerals is a real key. And I'm not talking about isolated minerals. I'm talking about whole food minerals that you would get in plants, your sun-dried salts, things like that. When you try to get mega doses of isolated nutrients, this is when you get into trouble, I think. The body kind of treats it as a drug, not as a supplement. So try to think, organic, natural, simplistic, common sense in your wellness plan is really going to be important. Chemistry is important. We got problems with fluid retention, thyroid problems, digestive problems, hardening of the arteries. Got a lot of plaque. We don't have any elasticity to the veins and the arteries, and it's because we don't have our minerals. Yep. So salt has 84 microminerals in it from ocean water, but they take it out and they sell it to other industries for more money. Get a sun-dried salt. It will still retain those minerals. An awesome thing to have. It doesn't create hypertension. I've been using the sun-dried Celtic sea salt for 30 years. And my blood pressure is 100/60. So It's not going to create hypertension. Now, the sodium chloride salt that's processed, and that's what it is, very harsh chemical, because that's all that's left, that does create hypertension because it's not a real salt anymore. So if you're looking for a real salt, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have some if you want to try it. Real salt's not white. It's off-white or gray. So if you're looking at it on the store shelf, if it's white like a piece of paper, you know, it's been processed. Not going to have that mineral content you need. So I used to be amazed when I worked at the hospital. Our intensive care was on the same second floor as the step-down heart unit. I have watched these heart surgeons. They'd be puffing on cigarettes. They'd be eating fried food in the cafeteria. And they were overweight, you know. And I was just like, how are they an example for the patient in the bed? They're not. They're just not. All they know is how to prescribe. That's how they were taught, prescribe. They're not taught to unprescribe. One drug, 100 chemical changes in your metabolism. Two drugs, 100 times 100 chemical changes. They don't know what those changes are going to be. Wow. Right? And you assumed they knew. They don't. They don't. We make too many assumptions when it comes to healthcare. We assume they know everything. We assume they've taken care of everything. They've prevented everything from going wrong. No. If you worked in a hospital, you'd know. That's what's, you know, projected in these medical TV shows. Frank, did I lose you? I'm sorry. Anyway, oh, there you are. Okay. Well, I'm just going on. Now, if you want to strengthen the heart, the cardiovascular system, there's a lot of really vital, rich herbs that'll feed the cardio system. And you need to change the lifestyle, obviously, really watch the lifestyle. And it's not that hard to do. Mediterranean diet, get some heart medicinal herbs going, and you will be up to par in no time. I mean, no time. You will be, you know, killing it as far as, you know, getting that heart system strong again. So if you're looking for some, you know, someone to hold your hand and show you these things, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help you have an understanding of, yeah, you know, what it is healthcare doesn't know. You know, you won't make any assumptions with God's good herbs. He already has done all the chemistry and the hard work. So we have to implement them. That's our job. ThePowerHerbs.com, give them a call. They have a whole cardio section in their catalog. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. And don't forget, Super Saturday sale at thepowerherbs.com tomorrow. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.